And welcome to the BFM studio, Joel Little.
Hello there.
It's been a while since you've been up here.
It's been a long, long time. It's nice to be back.
Your sister Pearl Little is, I mean, it's even been a while since she's been here, because she's down in Welly. Like working for the government or something crazy.
She's just been promoted to press secretary for the Green Party.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. That kind of makes sense.
Yeah. She's a high achiever, that sister of mine. Mm-hmm. I know that she had a lot of good times up here as well.
Yeah, she's you know, one of the good ones, you know?
Yeah.
Like, really, she's great, you know, she's a great, like, sort of personality. Slightly before your time, Lewis,
before my time. Press secretary sounds like a really stressful role, that sounds.
Yeah, I can only imagine.
Yeah.
She's 25 as well, like, not...
That's awesome.
Not super old to be in a role like that, mm-hmm. So, yeah, no, she is, she's one of the good ones. Nice. She's my sister.
She's pretty powerful. She can hack it.
Yeah.
I feel like she can hack it.
Yeah, if anyone can handle it, she can handle it.
Now, you're in to chat about your brand new venue, Big Fan. It's opening in Morningside as of today?
We're announcing a bunch of a launch series of shows today. So we're taking bookings for the venue now. We also have three recording studios there, which are being rented out as we speak.
Yes.
It's been a long time coming. It's been a project of my wife and mine that we've been working on for almost 3 years to get it to this point. Bought the building at the end of 2019 with the idea of turning it into a high-end music facility that we're running as a not-for-profit, so people can come in, people from all walks of life can come and use it. People that might not necessarily have the means to get access to those types of things usually will have access to it. It's kind of supposed to be a bit of a gift from us back to the music community, which has been so good to me the years.
It's mad kudos. So good.
Thank you.
So amazing to, embark on a project like this and actually realize it. Yeah. I mean, you're obviously a studio man, legendary, one of New Zealand's best producers. With the studio side of things, what have you put into the tools and, I don't know, the design of the studio? Like, I mean... Is there a particular method to the rooms you've created?
So all the rooms in the building have basically the exact same gear that I have in my studio. So every room has the same speakers, microphones, audio interfaces, a lot of the same instruments. I wanted people to know that when they're in there that they're using the same stuff that I use every day. I don't want to build a place and then put a bunch of cheap shit in there that just wasn't up to spec. So and also I want people who aren't necessarily like the places for people of all skill levels. So if you're just starting out, you're welcome there. But also it's a world class facility. So people from I want to get friends of mine from the States to come over and work there. And but the studios themselves are like it's not like your Roundhead, which is a big beautiful classic recording studio. These are more like creative spaces, writing and production rooms, the type of place that rooms that I do, the type of music that I do in, that's kind of like a more modern way of creating, I guess. Like they kind of feel like lounges, or like want it to feel for people that they're not coming into a place where they're like, holy shit, this place must be costing a fortune, I better write a good song or I'm screwed, you know. So the idea is that you feel comfortable. You don't necessarily feel like you're in a place like that. You feel like you could be in like your friend's bedroom or a lounge or whatever and just get to relax and be creative.
Nice. Do you have some engineers in the building to help guide people through the whole process?
Yeah, we do. So we've got two in-house engineers and we bring in extras if we need them. So they're available for people who don't know how to record, so they're there to help. Mm-hmm. And then we also have plug and play. So if you're a producer or somebody that works off a laptop, you can just come in, plug in one cord, and you're kind of connected into the system and ready to go.
Nice. Hey, you've obviously got a bunch of shows happening from the 11th of November. The first of these artists being Church and AP. Should we play a track from Church and AP and come back and have another little chat?
Great.
What tune have you selected?
This is called War Outside. Just a sick song. I just think it's awesome.
Here we go.
La 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 la
la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la
fucking hero. I like cheating still like Eddie Guerrero. Anything for De Niro. Stop with the chat and it sound like Shapiro. Listen to Claro, check the apparel. Checks on me, not Nike. Who would've thought that the kids can't ball at night like it's like Mike? Okay, say bow wow wow, yippee yo, yippee yay. If there's war, then we ride in the day. Say bow wow wow, yippee yo, yippee yay. If there's war, then we ride in the day.
Said if there's war, give a call, say nothing. None of them guys gon' ride out here, won't do what they bluffing. No IRL, they all fit fit. When it comes down to the, when riding out, it's like ticking. You can get taken. Try run, you won't make it. Lisa got a reason to count. T's in the pouch, fits in the pouch. Gymnast when it come to flipping the ounce. Done tour these streets like Google. Doing up gas, trying to make some muller. Had to think fast, trying to get this loot. All into my bag, in the back with filler. Do a good job on the verse like Ditter. No hitty, I'm the one, no bitter. If you want beef, then it's raw, more redder. Come with a piece, then it's war, no peace like meta.
Heard his war outside. See the chalk outline.
Joel Little in the studio, chatting about his new venue. Big fan, as mentioned, with the three studios there for people to use, but also a live venue.
Yeah, yeah. So downstairs we have a officially 200 capacity live venue. It's all ages, but it's also licensed. Mm-hmm. So that was something that we were super stoked about, that we got that, because it means that people over 18 can still have a drink while the younger artists are playing, or younger people have are coming to watch. Yeah, and we've just again kind of filled it with kind of like industry standard gear, great PA system, lights, all of that's in there.
Some bits and pieces for backline.
Yeah, bits and pieces for backline if people need it. The drum kit, there's amps, there's all of that stuff. So just trying to make it as easy as possible for people to be able to get that experience firsthand and have a good firsthand experience, I guess, of like coming in and playing shows, because I definitely had some shockers when I was first starting out playing live shows. So we just want it to be a super high quality space that people can come in and I guess like you, I feel like you'll learn more quickly and your skill level will hopefully you know, will grow more quickly because you have access to those types of things as opposed to just having to figure it out over a shitty PA and then you play on a good one. You're like, oh, I see, you know, like,
yeah.
So, yeah, man. Yeah. So we're very excited about that side of things too.
Okay. So Monday to Sunday, 7 days a week sort of thing, or just see how it works.
More kind of as and when, I think. I mean, we're just like, we're just encouraging people now to get in touch about putting on shows. Yeah, if you had 200 in there, it would be a heaving show. But the room sounds great, and I think kind of we just wanted to build it, make it great, make it sound great, make it feel great, and then kind of see what the need is out there, what people want to use it for, how many people want to use it, and just kind of try things out. And if we do think like we want to do like seminars where people can come in if they're interested in live sound, or if they're interested in like learning about lighting or whatever, they can come and kind of touch things and have people in to talk to them about it, and and just try things out. And then if those things are beneficial and people like that, then we'll keep doing it. And if they're not, then we'll just try some other stuff until we kind of figure out what it really wants to be.
Just going back in time a bit, finding the venue, what was that like? Was there a bit of time spent finding the right place for this particular studio and live venue?
Yeah, when my wife and I moved back from LA in 2018, and we wanted to do something to give back, and we started meeting with different organizations that use music to help people in various ways. And one of the main things that they were saying was that there just wasn't enough space for people that wanted to be involved in music to kind of get in there and try it out. And so we started just keeping our eyes out, and this place popped up, and it was like, I mean, fittingly, it's right around the corner from Golden Age, where I had kind of my first big success with Lord. And right by the train station, so if people don't have access to a vehicle, they can get there on the train.
New North Road as well.
Yeah.
Right nearby, so you can catch a bus.
Exactly. So it just ticked all those boxes, and the building felt great, and we were like, it's perfect the way that it is. And then, of course, when you get in there and start, like, we just need to do a little bit of soundproofing. Oh, and then, like, you know, 3 years later, we're like, yeah, we ended up, like, excavating a bunch of the garage floor because we had to put in these steel beams to then put in the concrete slab for the studios.
Basically
upstairs.
Like, building.
Has it been, honestly, like, a nightmare in terms of, like, the paperwork, or has it been a pretty...
Yeah, it's been an absolute nightmare. Okay. All of that stuff is, like, so draining, man.
Yeah,
so that's why we're so excited that we're at this point now. We're actually opening, and, like, people are going to get in and use it for what it's intended to be used for. Yeah, there's just been so many things along the way where we, like, thought we were opening, and then you'd have the council inspector come in and be like, this door needs to open outwards instead of inwards. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, well, you could have told us that at the first inspection 3 months ago, and we would have done, you know, it's just all that kind of stuff. So it's been a punish, but we're just, like, looking at the positives now. That's all behind us, and we're just going to enjoy it and have a great time, and just hope that other people come and enjoy it too.
Yeah.
Excellent. If people want to find out more, just search Big Fan on the internet, bigfan.co.nz.
Just go to the website. You can inquire about about the studios or the venue there if you're interested in that. And we do really want to encourage people as well. Like, you don't have to be, you know, an already established or successful artist or whatever. Just having an interest is enough. So we're just encouraging people to get in touch and find out more and sign up to the mailing list, because we're going to be doing some cool stuff over the next next few months and years and whatever. So just get in touch, get involved.
There are some nice pics of the studios here. You're right, you know, pretty like your mate's house kind of vibe.
Yeah.
Nice and tidy.
Uh-huh. And they sound great. Like, the gear that's in there is really high quality, and the rooms sound awesome. So that's, like, to me, that's the perfect combo. Like, you don't feel like you're in a studio, but you can still make international standard music there.
Excellent. Now, also a couple of shows coming up on the live venue. Friday the 11th of November, Church and AP. On Saturday the 12th, there's a studio open day. Thursday the 17th of November, go and see There's a Tuesday and Rita May. And then on the Friday, Mermaidens and School Fair. And on the Saturday, so a bit of a trifecta here, over 3 days, you can go and catch Leisure, Saturday 19th of November. Should we play number one Leisure Jam?
Sounds great.
Let me just do some digging here. Joel Little, thank you very much for coming in. Is there anything else on the cards for you apart from this? Are you, like, headed back overseas to work with T-Swift or anything like that in the near future?
I am heading back. I just got back on Monday. I kind of to and fro a lot, so I'm heading back again the end of the month for a couple of weeks, and then I'm back for the summer. So,
have you met Kevin from Tame Impala?
I haven't. No, you haven't? No, I haven't. I want to. I'm a big fan, obviously, as like everybody, but I know I have friends that work with him.
Yes.
He's a genius.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. Here's some Leisure. Check out bigfan.co.nz, everyone.